The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, dear ones. I so appreciate this online sangha. Although, unfortunately, I can't see the chat during the sessions, but I do enjoy looking at it after the talk is over and seeing many familiar names from far and wide. So today is our fourth in the series this week on cultivating peace. And the expression of peace we'll explore today is letting go into unification. So, as we've been doing this week, we'll begin our meditation by making the conscious choice to leave all of our concerns, preoccupations, agendas, worries, and responsibilities well outside of our meditation area for the next half hour. So the invitation is to take a moment to carefully put all your concerns in a safe place on the other side of the door with the commitment to leave them there. You can always come back to them afterwards. Now, closing the eyes, getting settled. We will practice breathing in, open, non-reactive, peaceful awareness. Breathing out, letting go. And as we did yesterday, we'll begin our meditation by bringing awareness, our friend Sati, to the fore. We know that when awareness is strong, it opens the door for us to seeing when unskillful states arise, and we can make the choice to not pick them up. With Sati, mindfulness in the forefront, we can bring a strong, clear awareness to our posture, balancing and aligning the whole body. Feel your physical and energetic connection to the earth, with roots going down deep from your sit bones. If you like, you can invite the grounding energy of the earth to flow up into your body through your seat, gently moving up the spine, providing physical and energetic alignment to the posture. And then letting this energy exit through the fontanelle, the small energetic opening in the front of the crown of the head. In the Vedic tradition, this soft spot is called the infinite chakra in Sanskrit. So maybe you can imagine your energetic connection to infinite space. In Qigong, this soft spot is where we can absorb the energy of heaven and draw it down into the body. To be clear, drawing on this particular way of connecting to our energetic body, to heaven and earth, is not the teaching of the Buddha. Excuse me. But it works well for me, although it may or may not be helpful for you. If it doesn't work for you, no worries. Just come back to your normal posture. The Buddha did, however, in his teachings on emptiness, teach dwelling in the realm of infinite space. So the idea is to have a posture that is both grounded and spacious as a way of encouraging the mind to also be simultaneously stable and open. Breathing in normally and out normally. Do a quick scan from the head down to the feet, relaxing, letting go, or just softening a little bit. Any tension or holding. And as you do this relaxing scan, breathing in, contented awareness. Breathing out, letting go. We are cultivating a healthy balance between being alert and being relaxed. Breathing in, contented awareness. Breathing out, letting go. Settling in with the eyes closed, breathing in, contented awareness, breathing out, letting go. If the thinking mind becomes active, we whisper in a kind and loving way, come back, be here. Breathing in, contented awareness. Breathing out, letting go. Breathing in contented awareness. Breathing out, letting go. Now we're going to transition from having generated the condition of peaceful contentment to the unification. The Buddha teaches that in one who feels peaceful contentment, the mind becomes unified. And the mind state of unification the Buddha is pointing to is like coming home to a place where we feel safe and where we can really be ourselves. So over these few days, we've put in place the conditions for the arising of samadhi, the subtle joy of resting in awareness, tranquility, and peaceful contentment. And what is so nice about samadhi is that we don't have to be perfect to let go into this unification. What a relief. In the unified mind, there's room for all of us. warts and all. Nothing has to be different than the way it is, including ourselves. So continue practicing now, breathing in quiet contentment, breathing out home to safety, breathing in quiet contentment, breathing out home to safety. You are home in your sacred seat of awakening, your Bodhimanda, knowing that everything is okay and all of you is safe at home. Breathing in quiet contentment, breathing out home to safety. As we come to the end of this sitting, let's bring to mind the people we will come into contact with today, strangers, as well as people we know, and making the wish, the aspiration of offering them our example. Our example is the very best way to give these teachings to others. So, through our example, we model and offer the ease, the happiness, and the safety of being at home. With a mind at peace with things as they are. We have room to be just who we are. And we offer others the same freedom to be just who they are. And this is a beautiful gift. May all beings, ourselves included, first of all, be safe. May all beings know peace. May all beings be happily contented. May all beings feel at home in their true abode of a unified mind. And may all beings everywhere be free.